Now, do you think if you don't get through to your child in middle school, you have missed the boat?
It depends on the child. Like, I know people that juniors in high school think that drinking, sex, and drugs is the stupidest thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So how did they get to that?
It's just their values and other people's values, I guess, are the same way, and they just gravitate towards each other. And if you only hang out with the sober kind of crowd, then I guess you stay that way until your clique is infiltrated with someone that parties with stuff like that.
So are we talking peer pressure pretty much?
Oh, yeah.
Like peer pressure for the people who are ambitious and think it's stupid. All their friends think it's ridiculous.
Right.
So they don't do drugs.
Right. They think that their friends are going to look down on them if they do drugs or drink, so they don't.
So in that crowd, there's peer pressure against smoking pot or drinking.
Yes.
How is it if you decide you don't want to smoke or drink to be around people that are doing that? Have you had that experience?
Yes, I used to never even touch alcohol or even touch drugs. And sometimes it gets uncomfortable, but it depends on the people you're hanging out with. If the people you're hanging out with don't really care and they just want to drink or do drugs just for fun, and that's their thing, then they still have fun as long as, I guess, I'm in a good mood and have fun with them as well.
But if you try to put a damper on it, then they don't really
enjoy. Oh, right. That's when they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're not drinking, stuff like that.
But otherwise, if you're not, do people push on you like, oh, come on, Nina, have a drink. Come on, get in the party spirit.
Right. Yeah, they do that, but not so much as, come on, everybody's doing it. And it's not so persistent. Like if you say, oh, no, I don't drink, then people usually,
they
usually
that.
Respect the fact that you don't drink.
Do you think there's like a deep-seated respect for people that don't drink? It's kind of
definitely.
Wow, kind of wish I could be like cool enough to say, no, I don't want to drink.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thinking back to your childhood and some of the commercials, I think you were probably too young for the just say no.
Right.
Okay. So beyond that was, here is your brain. Here is your brain on drugs. The fried egg thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did you remember that
one?
Yes. Okay. Did any of that make an impact?
No. I guess I would have to say the media, because in lots of movies, there's so many stoners and they're always doing drugs and stuff like that with like doing marijuana and stuff like that. And it's funny. Society makes pot a funny thing and not a big deal. Like whenever in the media other drugs are portrayed, they're portrayed as very bad things and that only these certain kind of people do those kind of things and no one wants to be those kind of people.
Ah, so we've created an environment where pot is so does it scare anybody that pot's illegal? Does it even cross anybody's mind?
No.
No.
Once I think about it, no.
No. So,
not at all.
I mean, but people are careful about not smoking, you know, like out in public and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen, let's say you're at a party, you are around people that are smoking, the party gets raided because the noise was too loud. What are your parents going to flip?
Oh, yeah. Just the fact that I was there.
That you were even around
mm-hmm.
it. Here's another thing I wonder. We so much accept alcohol in our society.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do most everyone's parents drink?
Yes.
Occasionally.
And how many of those kids are raiding their parents' liquor cabinets?
Probably all.
Yeah, if there's even a parent that only has, like, a glass of wine on every Friday, then the kids are definitely getting into that wine.
Here's what I'm getting would help. If parents sit down and talk to you about the dangers of drugs and alcohol.
And, like, concrete examples with things that you can relate to.
So for parents to sit down, give concrete examples about why drugs and alcohol are dangerous. And I'm guessing you don't want the dumb things like, you could end up in jail.
Right.
That, because that doesn't connect, doesn't relate.
More maybe like concrete examples from maybe the newspaper with someone that you could relate to, like a high school student that was like popular, no one expect them to die, that kind of things really hit home for me. And experiences from your parents' life, if they could open up.
Now, that's another tricky question. What information do kids want their parents to open up about? Most baby boomers, most have tried pot. I would say certainly everybody has had alcohol.
I would at least want to know that, if they did alcohol or drugs before the age of 21, or pot at all.
Yeah, and say, here were some of my bad experiences with
it. Right, it just makes them seem like a real person.
Or here's what happened to my friend. This is something,
they
jumped out the building when they got high.
Right, if they don't want to talk about them personally, they could say it was like their friend or something like that.